died newborn, life was changed. Disassembled, rearranged, we came together, fell apart, and broke each other's hearts. Remember when? Remember when the sound of little feet was music? We danced to week, brought back the love. We found trust, vowed we'd never give it up. Remember when? Remember when 30 seems so old now looking back? It's just a stepping stone to where we are, where we've been. Said we'd do it all again. Remember when? Remember when we said when we turn gray, when the children grow up and move away, we won't be sad, we'll be glad for all the life we've had. And we'll remember when. Remember when? Remember when?
Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. House passes foreign aid. I'm Chuck Sievertson. For Ukraine, a worried, suspenseful wait might soon be over. The House just passed military aid for that nation in a Saturday session.
On this vote, the ayes are 311 and the nays are 112. The bill is passed.
Oh! Ukrainian flags waved by some lawmakers. The House also passed separate bills with military help for Israel and Taiwan. On Israel.
On this vote, the yeas are 366 and the nays are 58. The bill is passed.
The Senate will have to vote on them and President Biden to sign them for it to be signed, sealed, and delivered. He's grateful to the U.S., both major political parties, and personally, House Speaker Mike Johnson, says Ukrainian President Zelensky in a statement for, he says, keeping history on the right track. Zelensky in Ukraine to NATO, saying his military needs more missile defense.
They can save many lives and really change situation.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News. Police say they've prevented a high school student's plot to open fire at two schools in Montgomery County, Maryland. 18-year-old Andrea Yee being held without bail. ABC's Phil Lipoff.
Law enforcement say they were alerted to what they are calling a 129-page manifesto Yee allegedly authored that included descriptions of shootings at both schools. Yee reportedly sharing that document with someone via Google Doc, calling it a fictional story, before that person contacted police.
The criminal porn star hush money trial of former President Trump is moving forward in New York, despite repeated attempts by defense attorneys to delay. Covering the trial, ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Trump sought again to halt the trial while he tries to get it moved out of Manhattan, where his lawyer argued too many people are predisposed not to like Trump. An appeals court turned him down, and Judge Juan Merchan said there is nothing else to clarify, there is nothing else to argue. We are going to have opening statements on Monday.
Our Aaron Kutursky, Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-40s. Clear tonight with a low around 32. Sunshine and 59 for Sunday. Frosty Sunday night, we drop to the low 30s once again. For Monday, a chance of showers, breezy with a high near 63. Winds gust to 30. For Monday night, showers likely, a low around 44. And a chance of showers Tuesday, 57.
Currently 36 degrees.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Looking at you through a misty moonlight, Katie did sing like a symphony. Porch swing sway like a Tennessee lullaby, melody blowing through a willow. Supposed to do, standing there looking at you, lonely boy far from home. Maybe it was Memphis, maybe it was other summer nights, maybe it was you, maybe it was me, but it sure felt right. Read about
Pam Tillis, that is Maybe It Was Memphis. Last hour of the JD Show underway with Ashley Cook coming up, George Strait. But right now, some Florida Georgia Line, May We All.
May we all get to grow up in a red, white, and blue little town. Get a one-star hand-me-down Ford to try to fix up. With some part-time cash and driving a tractor, find a sweet little thing, wears your ball cap backwards, kind of place you can't wait to leave, and nobody does, 'cause you miss it too much. May we all know that nothing Travis Tritt right above the Tupac, or you get lost down some road. Slow rolling with the top off the back of a Bronco. Buy a cold sixer with a cast in lotto. Smiling with her hair blowing out the window. Where you about to go? Yeah, you learn to fly, and if you can't, then you just free fall. Fields of green turn gold. Watch a marching band play with the hardest moon coming up. And know that 15 minutes of fame must ain't gonna be what makes us or breaks us, but we'll all be watching the TV the day that it comes. May we all know that nothing. Travis Tritt right above the Tupac, before you get lost down some road. Slow rolling with the top out the back of a Bronco. Buy a cold sixer with a cash in lotto. She's smiling with her hair blowing out the window. Where you about to go? Yeah, you learn to fly. If you can't, then you just free fall. Get a little stronger from the hurt time. May we all get to have a chance to ride the fast one. Walk away wiser when we crashed one. Keep hoping that the best one is the last one. Yeah, you learn to fly, and if you can't, then you just free fall. May we all.
Someone you know about us. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I got sent home from school one day with a shiner on my eye. Fighting was against the rules and it didn't matter why. When Dad got home, I told that story just like I'd rehearsed. Then stood there on those trembling knees and waited for the worst. And he said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. He said daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. When I became a father in the spring of 81, there was no doubt that stubborn boy was just like my father's son. when I thought my patience had been tested to the end. I took my daddy's secret and I passed it on to him. I said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love, a secret that my daddy said was just between us. I said, daddies don't just love their children every now and then, it's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. Last night I dreamed I died and stood outside those pearly gates, when suddenly I realized there must be some mistake. If they know half the things I've done, they'll never let me in. Then somewhere from the other side, I heard these words again. And they said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love, a secret that my daddy said was just between us. You see, daddies don't just love their children every now and then, it's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen.
Go ahead, sing along. You know the words. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
My spare time and my spare key don't go to your front door. And I don't keep that old Jeep in your driveway anymore. And my toothbrush ain't on your bathroom sink. Haven't been to your side of town in weeks. You're the reason this thing broke, so you should already know. It ain't your place to walk up, say hey. Family, when the birthdays come around, and don't act like you're happy for me when a dream works out. If I met someone or if I didn't, honestly, it's none of your business anyway. 'Cause at the end of the day,
Cook in your place. The JD Show continues with Tracy Byrd, also Trisha Yearwood, all after this.
Hey, I got a question for you. You hate bending over to put on your shoes? Wish you could just put them on standing or sitting without ever having to touch them? If so, then I have the shoe for you. Introducing new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. With new Skechers Slip-ins, you just step in and off you go. You don't even need to lace up. So how do Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide right into place. So just step in them and go. Find new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Pluto TV has over 300 channels and thousands of TV shows and movies for whatever mood you're in. Just open the app and something good will already be playing because it's curated by people who love TV as much as you do. So if you're in the mood for comedy, there's 18 channels that'll make you laugh. Looking for drama? We got so much of it, you'll cry tears of joy. Reality shows, game shows, sports, Star Trek, and even more Star Trek. No matter what mood you're in, there's something on Pluto TV. Just download the app and start streaming. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Lowe's knows pros need the right tools for every job. That's why we sell the largest in-store selection of Klein tools anywhere. Find new items launching exclusively at Lowe's, like the self-leveling laser level for just $159.98. Plus, shop the Connect socket set for just $49.98. Get Klein tools in-store and online today. Because Lowe's knows tools. Lowe's knows pros.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I walked in, the band just started. The singer couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. Was on a mission to drown her memory, but no way with all this ruckus. But after one round with Jose Cuervo, I caught my boots tapping along with the beat. And after two rounds with Jose Cuervo, that band was sounding pretty darn good to me. And some stranger asked me to dance, and I her my two left feet. Said, "Don't get me wrong, I'm glad you asked, but tonight's about me and an old memory." Then after three rounds with Jose Cuervo, I let her lead me out on the floor. And after four rounds with Jose Cuervo, I was showing off moves never seen before. Count and started counting again. One round with Jose Cuervo. I went two rounds with Jose Cuervo. Three rounds with Jose Cuervo.
Oh, give me another.
Five.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Katie's sitting on her old front porch, watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one-horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat-up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tom is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Katie and Tommy at the drive-in movie, parked in the very last row. They're too busy holding on to one another to even care about the show. Later on outside the Tasty Freeze, Tommy slips something on the head. He says my high school ring will have to do till I can buy a wedding band. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the. Sneaking up the wall, he says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in, says, don't lose your temper, it wasn't very long ago, and you yourself was just a hayseed plowboy who didn't have a road to hoe.
For you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Simple as my mama said when I was very young. Told me not to worry, son, one day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me. Yeah, when I got to Oklahoma, I was 17. My papa taught me how to work, and Lord, he was mean. Working all day in that August heat, and he taught me how to fish, my uncle taught me how to drink. Well, I went to California and I had me a band, and we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night and we drank for free, all of my boys and me. Now I'm 23 and there ain't nobody who can drink like me. Soon I'll be 24.
by 24. Well, I had a girl who loved me the whole damn time, and I drank my whiskey and she drank wine. Soon my bottle.
This is Austin Hill.
Austin Hill now is leading the way.
The following is a production of the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The NASCAR Xfinity Series returns to Talladega Super Speedway for the ninth race of the 2024 season. Twice the series has raced at a Super Speedway this season, and twice Austin Hill has visited Victory Lane.
Austin Hill out front by himself.
He's got six car lengths on Chandler Smith as they race back to the checkered flag and down to the line. Austin Hill will win the United Rentals 300 at Daytona.
Will Hill be able to capture the magic again and win for the first time at Talladega?
I do think some kind of luck is involved, but if you can position yourself inside the top four or five and, you know, be in those first two or three rows, you have a higher percentage of getting the job done. So that's kind of always been my mindset when I go to these super speedways. I don't like to be one of those guys that rides around in the back and then, you know, when it's go time, you try to get up through the field. I like to kind of control the race all day if I can.
But don't count out series point leader Chandler Smith, who is also a two-time winner on the season and a top five finisher at both Daytona and Atlanta. Live from Talladega, Alabama, the NASCAR Xfinity Series presents the Ag Pro 300 from Talladega Super Speedway, exclusively on the Motor Racing Network.
NASCAR Live Race Day is brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
38 race teams ready to go. Welcome to the Talladega Super Speedway, live on the Motor Racing Network. They are lined up. We're going to visit with some of those drivers coming up here very, very shortly. Indeed, it is race number 9 for the Xfinity Series teams, and we expect a good one here this afternoon. 72 degrees, heavy overcast. Rain, there's some around, but it's not going to bother us, at least not immediately, that's for sure. Jeff Striegel alongside is Alex Hayden and the championship winning crew chief, Todd Gordon. We've got everybody assembled for you here this afternoon. And Alex, we come to Talladega. We expect a good one, and rarely do we leave disappointed.
You're right about that, and we're going to have that here again today. And it's been the same old story when you look at qualifying here in the drafting tracks this season. Richard Childress Racing, Austin Hill, Jesse Love sweep the front row after their qualifying sessions yesterday. And what about Austin Hill? What else can you say about this young man? The Georgia native, six wins on drafting tracks, and that's between Talladega, Daytona, and Atlanta. The rest of the field in today's race, it combined only has 5 wins on drafting tracks. That is something that is just, quite frankly, been a while since we've talked about those types of numbers. Austin Hill is the guy to beat today.
Yeah, he's been the guy to beat all season long. He's a 2-time winner already. He scored his 3rd pole here at the Talladega Super Speedway. He did that yesterday in qualifying. It's going to be a good one. We're glad you're aboard. We'll be back with more from Talladega coming up shortly.
Keep up with all of the action during the 2024 NASCAR season with NASCAR Today.
William Byron has won the Daytona 500.
Every weekday throughout the season, we'll bring you the latest news and insights.
At that point, I really had in my mind, okay, we can really win this.
As we count down the days to championship weekend in Phoenix.
It's surreal still. I can't believe I'm in this position.
I'm Chase Elliott. Listen to NASCAR Today every weekday right here on the Motor Racing Network.
This is going to be a good one.
The fans of Kansas Speedway know how to have a good time. One that celebrates fantastic finishes and family-friendly facilities. Trading paint.
We've got feuding.
And tailgating tradition. Burnouts. Beer. And barbecue. Oh, it'll for sure be a good time. And you are all invited. NASCAR weekend at Kansas Speedway, May 4th and 5th. Get your tickets now at kansasspeedway.com.
Yeah, we were talking about Austin Hill just a moment ago before the break. Well, Austin Hill has won 6 of the last 13 drafting track races, and he'll be the driver that will lead the field to the green flag here coming up shortly. Quick break. When we come back, we'll visit with Austin downstairs. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
Welcome back to Talladega Super Speedway, the NASCAR Xfinity Series in town, ready to go. We talked about Austin Hill. Let's hear from Austin Hill. He's with Steve Post from Halstead, Pennsylvania.
Austin Hill, 181.629 miles per hour. Quick time here yesterday. He's got in the pole position. So, Austin, you have a fast race car out there on single speed, and this kind of racing has always been good to you. How do you feel about your race car overall, though, for today?
Yeah, you know, only running the two laps that we ran and not being in a pack, there's not a whole lot to take away from that. All that I can take away from is that RCR built a really fast Bennett Chevrolet, as fast as Xfinity Internet for sure. So, you know, stage one is kind of a learning stage for us. You know, we want to win the first stage. We want to lead the laps if we can. But at the end of the day, if we can learn as much as we can in stage one, see where our car is strong at, maybe where it struggles a little at, and where we can be better at, and see how the balance of it is. If we can figure all that out in stage one, that's going to put us forward in a better spot going into stage three, especially when it gets to the end of these things, when it gets wild and hairy. We know what works and what doesn't work. So, you know, my spotter Derek and I, we're going to try to work really hard all day, be there at the end, try to stay out of the mess and the melee. It seems like I've ended up in the melee a lot here at Talladega, so hopefully it all goes our way today. We stay out of the big one, and we're there at the end when the white flag comes out and it matters the most, and see if we can't capitalize on another one.
Let's talk about Talladega. You and I had a chat on NASCAR Live Tuesday night on Motor Racing Network. Daytona's been so good to you, multiple wins there, Atlanta multiple wins, and boy, this one has been a struggle. What is there unique about this racetrack that just has not been able to get to victory lane yet?
Yeah, I wouldn't say there's one thing that we've done wrong or anything. There is one race, I want to say it was 2 years ago, I think it was, where, you know, my spotter and I were doing everything right, and I ended up doing a really bad block on the 9 car, lost track where I was at on the racetrack, and ended up losing the race. So I learned from that going forward. And then last year, just got caught up in a wreck that was really none of our doing, and you're going to have that on super speedways. So, for whatever reason, on Daytona, we've been able to miss all the big wrecks and the crazy things that happen. So if we can just do that today, position ourselves in the right place and not get caught up in somebody else's mess, I think we'll have as good of a chance as anywhere else at Daytona or Atlanta as we will here at Talladega this weekend to get the job done.
I saw her in your hauler real quick before we let you go. Birthday cake, cupcakes, everything. 30th birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday in advance.
Yeah, last day on Earth with being in the 20s. So about to hit the big 3-0. I'm getting old. I can feel it too. So, but no, it's been a really fun birthday weekend. Hopefully we can capitalize with a victory.
No doubt about it. There he is. That's Austin Hill celebrating the big 3-0 tomorrow, but he'll lead the field to green here this afternoon.
Young man doesn't know what old is just yet. Outside him is his teammate on the front row, He is young, 19 years old from Menlo Park, California. Speaking of Jesse Love, he's going to make his first Xfinity Series start right here at the Talladega Super Speedway in just a bit when the green flag flies. Let's hear from Jesse Love now. He's with our Kim Kuhn from Orlando, Florida.
And Alex, last year Talladega was the first of 10 wins for Jesse Love in the ARCA Menards Series. This year he's hoping it's his first Xfinity Series win. But as we look at Daytona and Atlanta, what kind of things did you learn in those races that you can apply here this afternoon?
Yeah, I think the learning lesson at Atlanta was save more fuel, and I think the learning lesson at Daytona was, you know, when we have a car as fast as ours, just I can be a little more patient than other people and not put myself in a bad spot. So me and Danny Stockman kind of talked about that a lot today and kind of used those two learning lessons to my advantage today.
Without practice, what are you looking for out of the car in the first handful of laps here?
I just kind of treat it like Daytona. I mean, I know the difference in how this place is going to race versus Daytona, but at the same time, I mean, it's the same for everybody, right, not having any practice. So just obviously it's important to have a car that sucks up good and a car that can lead a lane and have a big bubble behind it. But I think that as long as history repeats itself, that we'll be right there with that.
Good luck today.
Thank you.
That is Jesse Love. He rolls off from the front row here this afternoon.
And that is your front row. Thank you, Kim. Austin Hill and Jesse Love inside row two. When we take the green flag, will be Parker Kligerman starting in position number three. That is his best career start at the Talladega Super Speedway. Let's hear from Parker now. He's with our Paul Small from Geneva, New York.
It's all about the pouch. That's what's on the side of Parker Kligerman's fire suit. Starting on the inside row, is that a good place to be when the green flag drops?
Well, I've got some fast cars around me, especially those two RCR cars ahead of us who are, obviously we have an alliance with. So I hope that we can kind of line up and control this front of the field like we did Daytona Stage 1. Get a bunch of stage points and then do the same in stage two, and then stage three start to set ourselves up for going for the win, right? But we got a fast spike like core Chevy, as fast as Xfinity Internet hopefully here today, and it's Talladega, man. I love Talladega. I love being here. One here in the trucks, run well here in Xfinity. I love coming to this place. I love the boulevard. I love the atmosphere. We're going to go out there tonight, hopefully celebrating, drink some spike like core. So this place is just awesome, and let's go get it.
If the weather changes, it is a little bit unpredictable today. How quickly will the strategy change? How quickly will you go from riding to driving?
You know, if we get rain, and it just depends timing, right? But for me, I bring the intensity level of trying to lead every lap. And that's how I approach Super Speedway racing. I always have. It's been what's made me successful. And I think, you know, that's within reason. But also, you know, it's something I learned last year where I thought about the races I won. And I said, why am I so intense in that red zone, last 10 laps? How can I do that from lap one? And I did that last year, and it really unlocked something for me. So I go like hell, like no matter what. And if it's raining or not, we're going to go try and be at the front, and hopefully we're at the front, whether it's the checkered flag for real or for regular distance or for rain.
Parker Kligerman coming from the number three spot in today's Ag Pro 300.
Yep, he is a driver that knows how to get around this place. He said he likes it here, and his numbers back that up. A couple of wins in the Truck Series here at Talladega, and a third place finish here in the Xfinity Series.
Every hero's story has a humble beginning. Every legend had to earn their stripes. Every superstar had a dream.
It's been a fairy tale season.
Every home track is the start of something special.
That's just good old short track racing.
Oh!
A little retaliation.
Holy cow!
Learn more about NASCAR regional tracks near you at NASCAR.com/regional.
NASCAR Street Race Weekend, presented by Xfinity, is coming back to Chicago. A 4th of July weekend festival with the Black Keys and the Chainsmokers on Saturday and Lauren Elena and Keith Urban on Sunday. Plus, NASCAR's brightest stars lighting up the streets.
NASCAR is racing in the streets of Chicago.
The Chicago Street Race Weekend, July 6th and 7th. For tickets and experiences, visit NASCARChicago.com.
From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's NTEC.net.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
We welcome you back to Talladega Super Speedway. Driver introductions just wrapping up here at the stage at the start-finish line. They're loading in the back of pickup trucks and touring around the entire facility around the racetrack and waving to all the fans in this yet again jam-packed infield.
Don't you love it here?
I do.
I mean, it's just a spectacular place. If you've never been here, hour and a half to the west of Atlanta, downtown Atlanta, maybe a little bit more than that, and just about an hour to the east of Birmingham, Alabama, on I-20, which is just outside, out behind turns 3 and 4. And behind 3 and 4, Alex, you talk about the jam-packed infield, and it is even further out there. Out near the highway, they are all lined up in their RVs, tents, campers, ready to go racing.
Yeah, they are, and it's always a big weekend here at Talladega. It is quite the party they put on here, and the fans get the opportunity to bust out the tents or bring the RVs and set up and have a great weekend of NASCAR racing here on this 2.66-mile facility. Todd, when we get set to put these Xfinity Series drivers out there on the track, yeah, there's some good qualifying efforts out there, but in your opinion, who needs a good run today?
Yeah, great point. Great point. You look at it, there's a couple guys. I feel like Parker Retzlaff has an opportunity today to really get himself an opportunity to kind of leapfrog forward. A guy that I think's got a ton of talent and is a little bit deeper into points than I would expect him to be.
And we're going to hear from more drivers, Todd, coming up in just a moment. Like Alex said, they're taking that trip around the racetrack and being dropped off. Once they do, we're going to visit with them. More in a moment.
Looking for weekly motorsports podcasts to stay up to date on what's happening on and off the track? The Motor Racing Network is the place. Hear from NASCAR crew chiefs on MRN Crew Call. All the happenings from regional touring series and local tracks on NASCAR Coast to Coast. Sprint Car Talk on Winged Nation. NASCAR History on MRN Classic Races. And hear from the drivers on NASCAR Live. MRN Podcasts available on MRN.com, YouTube, or your favorite podcast platform.
Hi, I'm Kyle Penn. You may know that Victory Junction provides fun, adaptive, and life-changing experiences for kids with all levels of abilities, serious illnesses, and chronic medical conditions. But did you know the camp is free for the children and families we serve? Your support helps every camper build a foundation to live their best life. Make your gift today at victoryjunction.org/donate and feel your heart race.
Here's a stat for you. The driver leading the most laps in the last 11 races here at Talladega won a grand total of once. It's not how many. It's the all-important last one here at Talladega, that's for sure. Quick break. Come back. Visit with some drivers. That's next. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
It is the Ag Pro 300 at Talladega, meaning 300 miles. To get there, we're going to run 113 laps. Stage 1 will be done at lap 25. Stage 2, lap 50. 63 more hard-charging laps to the checkered flag, Alex. And when we say hard-charging, for those that have never been a part of a Talladega broadcast, what are they in for here this afternoon?
Three wide, two wide, all the way around this racetrack. They're going to have a little strategy come into play. We don't know if there's going to be any cautions or not. We ran the Arca Menard Series General Tire 200 earlier today. We expected some cautions. We only had one, and that was the competition caution. So you never know what you're going to get here, but we always expect, and it delivers, that it will be exciting.
And by the way, congratulations to Jake Finch, 18-year-old driver out of the state of Florida. Jake scoring his very first Arca Menard Series win, and it happened, Todd, what, about an hour ago? Jake out front led them all. Easier said than done, right? Here at Talladega,
yes.
The matter of the fact that he led them all wire to wire and celebrated in victory lane.
Yeah, never made a mistake. Really put himself in position, took advantage of the opportunity. Drove it like a veteran for being a pretty young guy. But an impressive win, and one that I'm sure you know the family treasures with their first, his dad's ownership first win coming here, and now his first ARCA win here.
Four of the last nine Talladega Xfinity Series winners got their first career win here at Talladega. Brandon Brown, Jeb Burton, Justin Haley, and Spencer Gallagher. Paul Small, you've got a driver that's still searching for her first win.
And that would be Haley Deegan, talking it over with some folks here on pit road. Haley, the qualifying effort probably not what you're looking for. How do you feel about race mode?
I mean, our kind of game plan going into it was to hang back anyway if we didn't qualify in the top 10. So it is a little disheartening, our qualifying effort. It's wide open. So, like, there was – had a few little issues in qualifying with the car, but nothing we couldn't overcome, I feel like. So we're probably going to be hanging back most of the day, kind of what I do at Talladega. I've had some of my best finishes here in the truck series because of my kind of plan going into it. So as long as we can avoid all the wrecks and stuff, keep our nose clean, we should be able to make out pretty good in the end.
Haley Diggins going to have to come from the 31st starting position in this Airbox sponsor machine. To Kim Kuhn.
Shane Van Gisbergen is making his way on pit road. We'll see if we can get a word with him really quickly. You're good. Yeah. You're good. Getting ready for Talladega. Your best finish so far this season was on a drafting track, Atlanta.
Okay.
How much can you pull from the other races on super speedways to help you out today?
I don't think you can. It's all a lottery, this stuff, what I've found before. So I just got to try and put myself in good spots, stay out of trouble, and yeah, be there at the end and see how we go, really. But I know the car's going to be good. Wendy's Camaro looks good. So yeah, see how we go.
It's all about friends at drafting tracks. Yep. Have you had conversations off the racetrack with other guys that you have learned to trust?
Yeah, for sure. But I've found that it sometimes or normally goes out the window. So yeah, I'm not really sure what to do there, but yeah, got people I know that I can trust, and hopefully they work with me too, so we'll see.
That's SVG. He rolls off from the 18th position here this afternoon.
He is a driver that I think is figuring it out and figuring out in a hurry. The level of talent and professionalism that he brings, I think, earns the respect of the veteran stock car drivers here this side of the pond.
Exactly, and I've been thoroughly impressed with him. You know, we watched him at Martinsville, and it comes back. You know, the bump and run. He didn't know that was something that was accepted. Got it done to him. It wasn't two laps later. He executed it perfectly. Like, he's been a huge quick study, and he's got a ton of talent. And he's just kind of, if you watch, he starts these races, and you wonder where he's going to be by the end of a race. And by the end of today, he'll be in the top 10. And I feel like he's got talent that's going to make it here, and he's a very impressive quick study.
Shane Van Gisbergen, and what a performance he laid down in Chicago on the street course when he took the car to victory lane in remarkable fashion. Back downstairs we go. Steve Post.
I'll tell you what. I love seeing Puryear Van Lines on a race car. They support so much racing in the Southeast, and Jeb Burton is a Southeast racer down here. Jeb, you've got a beautiful red, white, and blue car here today. You're the defending winner of this race, but you're starting at the back of the field. What do you need to do to get this car to the front?
Buddy, we had something going on with our race car yesterday. Yeah, it was vibrating really bad, wouldn't run, not sure what was going on. We've changed everything we can change, so that was really, really discouraging yesterday. And but the guys have been working hard. It's been a challenging season for us so far, but not giving up. appreciate Prior Tank Lines, like you said. We love our military, and they do too. And that's why this color, the car's colors is red, white, and blue like the American flag. So hopefully we can take the 27 back up front and try to win this race and just have a good, solid day for us and turn our season around.
What's it like coming to Talladega as a two-time winner here?
It's just a shot of confidence. I actually led the white flag lap in the 8 car, a 19, and should have 3 of them. So it's been a really good racetrack for me. It takes 3 things to run good here: a good driver, a good spotter, and a good race car. And I feel like we got all 3 of those. If we can get what our problem was yesterday, have fixed, we can go run up front and win this race. So just got to be there at the end. We're starting in the back, but we can go to the front fast.
That's Jeb Burton. He talked about one that got away here at Talladega. Kim Kuhn, I see you're walking with a guy that had one that just barely got away last week.
Yeah, last week in Texas, it was Sam Mayer versus Ryan Sieg. By the inches, Sieg coming up runner-up. So, Ryan, is this a kind of redemption race this weekend? Just, I don't know, do you have momentum from that second place finish?
Oh, yeah, there's always momentum to try to do great, and it builds team morale and everybody knowing we can do it. So I've come up short a couple times here and thought we've had good shots, and you just have to be right place, right time, have some luck, and have a fast PsyOps Ford Mustang, and hopefully find ourselves $100,000 richer and bring home the trophy.
You're starting a little deep in the field. How precarious is that at the beginning of the race, and how are you going to find your way forward?
No, not too worried about it. We always start 20s, 30s, so I find my way to the front and maneuver through the field pretty good. So as long as the guys brought a car as fast as Xfinity's internet, that'll be a super fast car.
That's Ryan Sieg. The other half of that challenge last week was Sam Mayer, and Steve Post is walking alongside the most recent winner in the Xfinity Series.
Yeah, we've spent the last month and a half talking to Sam Mayer about you're running good, but what's happened? Now, this week we're talking about that win. What's the relief factor of getting that win and going for a second one in a row here at Talladega?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. Me and AJ were just talking about how kind of dumb I was at Daytona and started off the year really bad. But, you know, like, we've really kind of turned it around the last couple of weeks, starting at Martinsville, and obviously busting off a win this early at Texas was huge. I mean, our cars has been as fast as Xfinity Internet each and every week, but this weekend our first Bank of Alabama Chevrolet is going to be good again, so I just got to be smart and we'll stay in the seat and be all right.
Boy, he's right about that. He's had a fast race car every week, and he took it to victory lane last week. That's Sam Mayer running for the $100,000 Dash for Cash bonus. Oh, he won it last week as well.
He and Ryan Sieg, who we just heard from, 2 of the 4. The other 2, Justin Allgaier and A.J. Allmendinger.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in 4 tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Here for Ryan Blaney, 4 tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network.
From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Soil health is one of the most important parts of your farm. Without good soil health, crop yields are affected, and so is your bottom line. Bluff Country Feed and Seed can help improve your soil health with products from Midwestern BioAg. With dry and liquid biologic fertilizers that help the soil hold nutrients for your crop, to soil and plant testing to find out how much and what type of fertilizer you need. Bluff Country Feed and Seed will improve your farm's profitability through improved soil health. Start improving your farm's soil health today. Call or visit Bluff Country Feed and Seed in Mondovi or visit them online at bluffcountryfs.com.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin.
In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.